It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County, Dublin. This is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode 13. I'm going to explain exactly what happens on this very different Opinions Matter podcast in a moment. But before I do, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors. And they are Fairy House Sunday Market, which is Ireland's favourite Sunday market. In fact, I would argue it is Ireland's favourite market, full stop. It was established over 30 years ago, and it's been a Sunday go-to for people from near and far ever since. And the reason being, it has everything. Toys and gifts, fishing tackle, power tools, rugs, mats, bed linen, clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear. The list goes on and on and on. There's a car boot sales section of the market, and it's ideal for making it a family day out. So, make it along to Fairy House Sunday Market. It is open every Sunday, bar a couple through the year. Like Easter Sunday, it won't be open. Another few Sundays during the year when there's racing on. But generally, it's open every single Sunday. Now, recently, I popped up to Fairy House Sunday Market to speak to a few of the traders, including a lady called Laura. And Laura's stall sells handmade TikTok trending chocolates.
So I started here before Christmas. My name is Els Heartbreakers, and I started that during COVID. But years went on, and I just got the passion then for making chocolate. And since I started here in Fairy House, it has literally like boosted my business. I have kept up with TikTok trends. For example, what I'm doing now is the viral Dubai pistachio bars, and they have. Since I started doing these before Christmas, my table has been selling out every single week, and I have returning customers continuously coming back to me and messaging me. So it's really like it has been absolutely amazing.
So make sure you pop along to Laura's stall at Fairy House Sunday Market. And there are so many stalls, so many lovely traders selling their wares every Sunday at Fairy House Sunday Market. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram at Fairy House Sunday Market. So, as I said, this is Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, episode number 14. Now, before I tell you again what we're going to be talking about on this, I want to let you know of something that is coming up on the Opinions Matter podcast in the next few days. This episode of the entire podcast series is episode number 999, which means that the next episode to drop will be episode 1000. It's kind of hard to believe. But to celebrate episode 1000, on the next few episodes of this podcast, we're going to be giving away some great prizes. Like, for example, a two-night stay with dinner for one, on one evening at Farnham Estate in Cavan. You can check them out at farnhamestate.ie. We'll be giving away that. We have dinner for two in Man of War Seafood and Steakhouse Restaurant in North County, Dublin, and we have dinner for two in the Snail Box at Kilmoon Cross on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane. They're all prizes that we're going to be giving away from episode 1000 onwards, so make sure you don't miss those episodes. So, what is happening on this episode of Opinions Matter? I'm going to be, just to explain to you actually, every day when we do our show live on our Facebook page, for the first 10 minutes or so, myself and Jeremy sit here in the studio and we just waffle the ears off each other. We sometimes talk funny stuff, we sometimes talk absolute shite, and you'll either love this podcast or you'll hate it. It's the stuff that we have not released as a podcast so far, but we kind of chop it up from all during the week and we put it together in this episode. So this is the 14th episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And on this episode, you will hear Jeremy's disgust when a masseuse tries to massage a certain part of his body. you'll be hearing the clothing that I bought for the very first time since I was a teenager, only this week. The weirdest place you have ever stuck chewing gum when you're finished with it. And I really enjoyed this, I have to say. I called out Jeremy on all of the things that he said on radio shows in the past that he has now done a complete and utter U-turn on. All that and much more on this very different, sort of insane version of the Opinions Matter podcast. Let's start last Monday.
You know that song by, because I actually did hear it on the radio about 10 minutes ago when I was arriving in. Craig David.
Yeah.
Met her on a Monday.
Took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and we chilled on Sunday.
So how many days did they make love for?
Four.
Now, she must have been limping like John Wayne. Remember John Wayne in the Wild Westerns?
But he didn't have a limp.
He didn't have a limp. All that stuff we end up talking about. John Wayne never had a limp.
No, John Wayne didn't have
a
limp.
He did. Sorry. Shh. If you've ever seen, sorry, for those of you who don't know who John Wayne is, I'll make it a bit more.
Who doesn't know who John Wayne is?
There would be people listening to this who it wouldn't be like. John Wayne's not my generation. John Wayne was dead.
Yeah, but you
I was
at least
born.
Know who he is.
I do know who he is, but some of you may not know who John Wayne is. So I'll, like my son. If you ask my son who John Wayne is, he'd say, "Is he a YouTuber?"
Oh,
like that's all he knows is YouTubers.
Well, there's Jessica saying, "Who's Craig David?"
I know, fuck off. Just seriously, everybody knows who Craig David is. We come back to Craig David. John Wayne. Yes. Yeah. Give me a modern John Wayne. There is no modern John Wayne.
No, he don't make cowboy movies anymore.
Why don't
That's
they
all
make...
John Wayne ever did, cowboy movies.
Hey, partner.
Isn't that what he used to say?
Get off your horse and drink your milk.
That's what he said.
Why would a horse drink milk?
No, he was telling the fella on the horse, get off your horse and drink your milk.
Anyway, Clint Eastwood would be the modern.
I was saying a minute ago that today is Monday, yeah?
Oh, geez,
yeah,
really?
No, it is.
No.
That's the way it works. Today is Monday, yeah?
Yeah.
And Manic Monday is a song about Mondays.
Yeah.
Song about Tuesdays is Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah.
Somebody says...
Yeah.
There is a song... Oh, Macklemore has a song called Wednesday Morning.
Okay.
I'll take your word. Is there a song about Thursdays?
No, because Thursday's a non-day, really.
Yeah, I can't think of any song about Thursdays. And Friday, no, there's loads of songs about Friday.
Friday, I'm in love.
Yeah.
That's the only song, really.
Anyway, where were you going with this?
Saturday. Saturday night.
Saturday night, yeah, Wakefield. Sunday. Sunday Girl by...
Blondie,
yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I was talking about John Wayne.
Thursday's the only day of the week we can't think of a song
Don't care.
I do.
He made love to her for 4 days.
Yes, met her on a Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday.
I always thought, by the way, because my gaydar is normally bang on.
Yeah.
I normally have a very good gaydar.
Do you?
Yeah, that's very
interesting.
There's lots of people that I have...
affection
said,
for?
No. There's lots of people down the years of life said to you, he's or she is... Say, for instance, our friend. I spotted that before.
What friend?
Anybody did. Our friend. Can't go into any more of it.
But one?
Our female friend? No, not a friend. Acquaintance.
From where?
Our female friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Our female friend.
This isn't really helping me now, I have to say.
So myself and Adrian have a female friend. Nay, female colleague. And when we first met our female friend, I turned around to Adrian, not in a disparaging way. I'm all pro LGB.
QIZ, yep.
Z. I'm very pro the alphabet community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have walked in pride, have ran in pride, have pounced up and down in pride. Have
really?
Oh, I did, yeah, absolutely.
Good man.
I'm inclusive. But I said to Adrian the first day we met this person, I said, Adrian, mark my words.
X
is...
What? An alcoholic?
No, she prefers the taco to the hot dog. That's what I said.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, but you do. Hang on.
You better give me hints here. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
No, but you said at the time. No.
I didn't think so at the time, now, I'll be honest.
My gaydar is always spot on. Anyway, Craig David, I always thought he was on the... Now, I obviously got that wrong. I always assumed that he was on the... But he's not. But he had sex with her for 4 days.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is she must have been walking like John Wayne.
But what way did John Wayne walk?
Well, if you ever watched any of the name of Western with John Wayne.
I can't think of any.
I can't think of any either.
No.
But he must have been in millions of them.
He was.
Can you name one?
No.
One John Wayne movie where he was a cowboy?
Not really, no.
Neither can I. But in the movies, when John Wayne used to get off the horse, because if you've ever ridden a horse, now you've ridden a few horses in your day.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I think you find you have. Oh, yes.
Be afraid of my life.
When you get off a horse, yeah, because your legs have been spread wide for so long, because the horse have a big saddle on them. Have you never ridden a horse?
No.
Honestly, you've never been
on a horse.
Have you ever been on a camel?
No.
Have you ever ridden any animal?
No.
Okay. When you get off, I have ridden horses many, many, many times. I rode a horse in the sea before.
In the sea?
In the sea, yeah, in the Caribbean.
Who wants to ride a horse in the sea?
I was in a country called Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
Why are you saying it like that? Puerto Rico.
That's the way the locals say it. Puerto Rico.
And you rode a horse in the sea.
And one of the things you can do in Puerto Rico, but you can drink Bacardi in Puerto Rico. Yeah. That's because that's the home of Puerto Rico. But you can also ride a horse in the sea. Anyway, when I got off the horse and when my wife got off the horse, because we were riding it in the sea for about a half an hour. So your legs are spread for a half an hour.
Right.
Unless you have a horse with a really skinny back.
And that's what the way.
So when you're sitting on a horse, say I'm sitting on the seat here, my legs are together. When you're sitting on a horse, your legs are literally, and your groin is stretched.
And then you get off and you walk like that.
When you get off the horse, you're like.
So going back to Craig David.
You could literally park a bus in between your legs. And that's the way John Wayne used to
walk. And that's the way the woman in Craig David's song is walking. Is that what you're saying?
Because he was having sex with her for 4 days. I don't believe that, by the way, Craig, if you're listening.
He met her on Monday.
Yeah.
Took her for a drink on Tuesday. And then they were at it for the rest of the week.
We actually got a post ride massage after we went riding in the city. Yes. No, this isn't a joke, by the way.
What does that consist of?
So they massage your inner thighs to relax. Because now, as bad as it looked for me getting off the horse, when my wife got off the horse and went back to the hotel, people were looking at her going, what's he after doing to her?
Oh, really?
Like, look at that legend of a man. look at Big J there. Big J dog. So they give you a massage on your inner, is that your thigh?
Yeah, yeah, your inner thigh.
And then,
yeah.
Then you could, actually, I went for a massage last week.
And?
They massage. Have we time to tell this story very briefly?
Is it a rude story?
No, so I had a milestone birthday party, a couple of months ago.
And last
I
got lots year,
of presents.
Yep.
And one of the presents was a massage voucher, which I hadn't used. And I used it on Thursday. Did I not tell you about this?
No.
Jesus, I told someone. I must have been on a different podcast. I told someone about this. It wasn't you?
No.
So finally went for the massage. And it was a lovely massage. I wonder if anybody can guess. The woman who was giving my massage, went to massage a part of my body that I didn't approve of.
I see.
I wondered, would anybody know?
Went to massage a part of your body that you didn't approve of.
So I've never been to this massage part. No, it's not a massage part. That makes it sound seedy, like there was hand jobs and stuff like that.
Oh, it was nothing like that.
Well, I don't know. I didn't hang around for the hand jobs. No, I just don't do hand jobs.
Right, so what happened? The masseuse went to massage a part of your body that you didn't approve of.
The massage was going very, very well.
Yeah.
And it was very relaxing and all that. And it was really, really nice. And then the masseuse, moved on to a part of my body that I wasn't acquainted with.
You weren't acquainted
with? That's the wrong thing to say. What does that mean?
I'd like to think there is no part of your body you're not acquainted with.
No, that's not the right thing to say. Well,
I know what it was. She tried to massage your baldy head. Did she? Did she?
Which,
she did.
Which baldy head?
What?
Which baldy head?
That's what she did. She tried to massage your baldy head.
That's a hand job. No,
no, that joke on top of your shoulders.
Jesus. No, that's not bald. Sorry, hello.
It's fairly bald now.
No, it's not. Why did someone send me prostate? What massage parlor? And why?
I don't want to know.
No, it was actually my feet, believe it or not.
Why, what's wrong with getting your feet massaged?
So one, I'd let you right now touch any part of my body.
Right, except your feet?
Except my feet. I cannot have my feet massaged.
Oh, there's nothing nicer.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So she was doing the massage and she was working her way down and she did my, what's behind your shin?
Your calf.
She did my calves.
Yeah.
And that was very nice because they were very tight calves. And then without warning me, see, she probably should have warned me. Without warning me, the next thing she has her hands on my face. Get the fuck. But I didn't say that. That would be very rude. I jumped up. Like, I literally left. And she says, "Oh, is there a problem, Mr. Jeremy?" And I says, "No, you don't do that part of your body." But are you saying that's a
nice thing? Oh, it's lovely, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's gross. But I have very... No, from the neck down, my body is like Adonis. Or it's like... You know your man? The statue.
The statue?
That everybody gets a photograph of. What's his name? He has the abs and he has no arms.
Jesus. Is that...
Well, we don't make paraplegic jokes, eh?
No, I know that, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everybody has a little winky.
I don't know.
The famous statue, he's white.
What about it?
What was I talking about?
I have no idea.
Anyway, sorry, my body is quite well endowed all over. Like, I look well. But the one part of my body that's actually ugly and no one has ever seen, even my wife hasn't seen it, is my feet. They're absolutely horrible. And I just thought it was very uncomfortable that she would rub your feet. Like, what do you get?
I know, it's lovely. It really is. I'd recommend it. Yeah.
But what does it do for you?
What does any massage do for any part of your body?
No, but you... Okay, you don't have muscles in your feet. So the massage I got was all...
Of course you have muscles in your feet.
No, you don't have muscles in your feet.
How do you think you move your toes?
Have you ever got a knot in your foot?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No, you haven't.
No, anyway, a foot massage rocks.
And what did they do? Like, what? Did they just rub the...
Yeah, and in between your toes and all.
Oh, that sounds like my idea.
It's lovely.
And have you ugly feet?
No, not particularly.
Sorry,
you know?
David.
Oh, the statue of David.
No, David was the name of the masseuse.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, lovely fella.
Anyway, I'd recommend foot massages.
No, what I'm going to say to you, if you ever go for a massage, specifically say, do not touch my feet, because it's the most... Oh, my God. As soon as she put her hand on my foot, yeah? I just felt
Actually, you're not alone, Vanessa. I can't have anyone touch my feet. It freaks the hell out of me. I'm with Jeremy. And another message says, foot massages make me involuntarily violent. Just makes my skin
crawl.
Okay,
there's no need to start beating up the masseuse for doing that. You know what I mean? But I think everybody would agree. You, obviously, you're a bit weird that you like getting that done.
No, I'd say a lot of people are the same.
Do you like sucking toes?
No, not really, no.
Would you like having your toes sucked?
No.
Who is it that got their toes sucked?
I can't remember.
Someone famous got their toes sucked.
Oh.
Remember there was a photograph and it was all over the news.
It was a Fergie.
From the Black Eyed Peas?
No, Fergie, Prince Andrew's wife.
Yes, she was sitting on the boat and your mum was staring. You were like...
Yeah, okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Mm-hmm. You were late today, what was the problem?
Oh, well, this is a bigger problem.
What's the bigger problem?
Well, chewing gum in my mouth.
Why would you take the fucking chewing gum out of your mouth?
Jeez, the show's only...
How long are you in this business? And you know you don't ever present a show with chewing gum in your gob.
I know, and I have it in
You shouldn't be speaking to anybody with chewing gum in your gob.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous. You think I should have to take chewing gum out if I'm talking to someone on the street?
That's 100%. Take the chewing gum out of your mouth.
Sorry, one of the best managers ever in Premier League football was who?
He doesn't do a podcast called Opinions Matter.
No, but who's one of the most popular, successful managers?
Alex Ferguson. What? Always had chewing gum in his cob. Get the chewing gum out.
So when he used to be shouting at the manager, "Hey, manager, you're going to give us more extra time at the end of the match."
Why, where is he from?
Because we need to score some more goals. Remember Fergie time? Remember he used to point at his watch? "Hey, you, put an extra 40 minutes on the end of the clock."
Where was this man from?
He's from my...
Pakistan, by the sounds of it.
Dundee, I think he's from. Is he from Dundee?
I don't know. Have you gotten the chewing gum out of your mouth?
There's
a tissue. Take the chewing gum out now.
Did you give me that tissue?
I didn't. No, it was there. It was there.
Actually, where is the... I'm going to take this out now. Just pardon me.
I mean, seriously, who actually starts a broadcast with chewing gum in their mouth?
Broadcast? It's not. It's here. It's not BBC World News.
What?
It's not BBC World News. Hello, my name is Donal.
Donal? Who's Donal?
It's a real posh newsreader's name. Hello, my name is Donal. That's why you never succeeded in newsreading.
Why, because my name wasn't Donal?
Well, no, people won't take anybody seriously whose name is Adrian reading the news.
I was very good at reading the news.
Oh, if you look at the American newsreaders back in the day. Good evening, live from Tel Aviv, this is Dan Rather. Dan Rather.
Oh, yeah, it is very cool, actually, isn't it?
What was the other fella's name? I used to love him doing the news in America. Oh, yeah. Live from the Jerusalem Wall this evening, this is Tom Brokaw.
He was great
for ABC News. And then you tune on whatever station Adrian works on. What's it, Kildare FM or something?
FM?
What's it called? Donegal?
Donegal.
Sheep FM. I don't know, whatever it's called. You say, Hello, my name's Kennedy. Adrian Kennedy.
You're a fool of you, man.
Where you're not a chewing gum man, sure you're not.
No, no, I've never been a chewing gum man.
No, I just can't picture you. There's two things I can't picture you doing.
Right, go on.
Chewing gum.
I don't know what the other thing is.
Wearing a hoodie. I just couldn't picture you to hurry.
Believe it or not, I only bought one yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Actually did.
No, that's made up.
No. In a sports shop yesterday. I remember I told you I was in a sports shop.
You were, by the way, this is bizarre.
I bought something. Actually, see, can you tell me what I bought yesterday that
you
I've
just
never.
Said a hoodie.
Yeah, but no, well, more than that. What did I buy yesterday?
Hello, I'm Donal.
Hello, Donal.
This is the news.
What did I buy yesterday that I have not owned since I was probably 12? No, more than a hoodie. More than a hoodie.
So Adrian was in JD Sports yesterday.
I was.
Which is bizarre because we were only talking about that on the podcast earlier this week.
Were we? What, JD Sports?
We did. We mentioned it.
No, we never did actually.
We mentioned it yesterday.
No, we actually didn't. We were going to, but we didn't.
No, we did.
No, we didn't about the sign.
No, not that sign. About me having...
Oh, brain fog.
Frog spotter.
But you wanted to talk about something else, about that sign down there, do you remember?
Yeah, but that'll come and all. Tell us just what you bought.
I bought a tracksuit. I haven't had a tracksuit since I was about 11.
Oh, my God. The man who literally couldn't run a bath.
I know, I'm out walking and stuff.
You don't need a tracksuit to walk.
Ah, you do. It looks the part.
Now, I have a couple of questions to ask you here. Yep. This is question number one. Hang on. Live from the Great Wall of China, this is Tom Brokaw with breaking news. The Italian Prime Minister, what's his name, Xi?
Who?
Xi.
The Italian Prime Minister?
No, not the Italian, the Chinese Prime Minister, Xi.
Something like that, yeah.
Xi is his name.
Yeah.
11.
Xi, yeah.
Yeah, 11. What make was the tracksuit? This is very important now.
Nike. What?
Under Armour.
I didn't like them. None of them were nice.
Oh, Under Armour.
Yeah, no, I couldn't find a nice one.
Oh, they had a big belly on it.
No, I couldn't find a nice Under Armour one.
Well, they're not made for...
Be careful. I can reach you from here.
Oh, no, I'm always careful. Under Armour tracksuits.
Yeah, Under Armour tracksuits.
No, I don't mean to offend you.
You're about to offend me.
But I don't mean to.
No, but then don't say it.
Under Armour tracksuits don't have...
Don't have what?
Oh, how do I say this without upsetting you? I'm being accused of bullying. Under Armour tracksuits... Don't have a lot of give in the midsection.
Don't have a lot of give in the midsection.
They're not forgiving in the midsection.
I didn't buy one anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It's kind of like...
It doesn't matter. Irrelevant.
It's kind of like you wearing an Under Armour tracksuit. It's kind of like larger women that wear animal print.
Oh. Anyway, yeah. I bought a tracksuit yesterday, yeah? First time since I was a teenager.
Yep.
And I was going to wear it in today.
By the way, when Adrian grew up in Ballybrack, they literally all wore tracksuits.
I know, they still do.
What were they called? What was the make a tracksuit back in the day?
Well, they were Adidas.
They weren't Adidas.
They were.
They weren't Adidas in Ballybrack.
I actually have a photograph of me in an Adidas tracksuit in 1978 or something.
What was the name of the tracksuits back in the day? The cheap shell suits back in the day that you all wore around Ballybrack. We used to be warned not to go near Ballybrack when we were kids.
Why? Because of the tracksuits?
It was like, we used to be told, where are you going for the day? Or we're going to Bray. Whatever you're doing.
Don't stop off in Ballybrack.
Don't get the bus. What bus stops off at Ballybrack? 86. Yeah, don't get the 86 to Bray because it goes through Ballybrack and you'd see all those tracksuit heads going through. Fila, was it called Fila?
Oh yeah, Fila, yeah.
Fila tracksuits. The point I was trying to make is I took the chewing gum out now so I can talk about it. I have to ask you a question, but you don't do chewing gum.
Not really, no. The odd time.
I wonder where the weirdest place someone has ever stuck unwanted chewing gum is. I have a great story about this, guys.
Okay,
you know when you have to get rid of chewing gum quick?
Yeah.
And I'm not a litterer.
No.
Not a litterer nor a liar. That's two things I'm not, okay? I hate littering.
So where have you stuck your chewing gum?
I wonder, can anybody guess? So I had chewing gum in my mouth and I was about to do something that you probably couldn't do with chewing gum in your mouth. Well, it just wouldn't be, it would ruin the moment, okay?
Yeah, go on.
So I was about to get down to doing something.
Oh.
Well, what was...
You're about to get down to doing something, yeah.
And I had chewing gum in my mouth. Hey, you need... I can't even finish the match without more time, Mr. Manager, Mr. Referee.
So I was doing that. So you had to get rid of the chewing gum.
I was doing that like Alex Ferguson, yeah? And then I realised what was about to happen, yeah? I had to take the chewing gum out. I couldn't do...
What you were about to do with the chewing gum in your mouth.
No, I just...
What would have happened had you kept the chewing gum?
In my mouth while I was doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, cancelled. I would have been cancelled. Literally.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to get rid of the chewing gum really quick. Where did I put the chewing gum? You know what I would do? I'm so convinced that nobody will know this, yeah? I'll give €50 to somebody who can guess.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. That's how... Look, I have my Revolut here, guys.
You've no money in your Revolut.
Jesus. Well, which Revolut are we talking about? If it's our business account, that's six figures.
Six?
Yeah. Oh, did you empty it out?
Yep.
And let me just see how much. I mean this. Oh, there, look how much is in my Revolution.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Yeah.
€192.67.
So you're going to give me what?
No, I'll give whoever can guess first where I put the chewing gum.
Before you did what you were going to do.
Yeah, so you've 1 minute to guess what it is.
So can you tell us what you were going to do?
No, because that'll kind of give. I was going to do something. So it wasn't behind my ear. Oh, geez, it wouldn't stick behind your ear, would it?
Yeah. No, that'd be disgusting.
It wasn't up my nose. Although, in fairness, Adrian, they get a full Wrigley's up his nose.
What?
Remember the Wrigley Spearmint? Remember the long ones in the silver paper?
Can you not still get them, no?
Hang on.
What?
1980s. I know you stopped making them in 1980. Okay, yeah, I know. Okay.
In your shoe?
No. You have 30 seconds left to guess.
Okay, you put the chewing gum.
For those of you listening to this podcast, there's people messaging in.
Yes, on Facebook. Right. Yeah. You stuck the chewing gum.
Oh, God. The back of your phone. That's disgusting.
Well, it's somewhere to stick it, isn't it?
Oh,
and then get rid of it later.
No. It wasn't there. No, come on.
Did you stick it on the underneath the bench because you were about to get Holy Communion?
Now we're getting close.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
Oh.
So people assumed I was about to make love.
No, nobody assumed that. Not one person.
They actually didn't.
No, none.
I was waiting for the messages and how.
Emma asked, did you stick it in your belly button?
Why can nobody visualise me having sex?
No, it's a vile thought. It really is.
Do you think so?
Oh. My heart goes out to that woman in your life, honest to God.
More than your heart. Everything should go out for her.
No, it does.
Sorry, Emma, who would
stick chewing gum in their belly button?
Ah, yeah, you would. I was just on a side note there. We were staying in a hotel there a couple of weeks ago, a very plush hotel, the Paris Court Springs.
You weren't. You wouldn't be allowed in the front door of the place. Look at the state of you.
We were staying in the Amber Springs. It was a springs. And there was a huge big mirror in the bedroom and we were making love. By the fireplace in the room, and I managed to catch my own face in the mirror, and oh my God, I'm horrific looking.
But you're like that all the time.
No, I don't. I don't have a sex face on now.
What's a sex face?
That's my sex face. No, I know. No, thank God this is a podcast. And none of you can see this. It's kind of like I've had a stroke just on one side. Don't you only have a stroke on one side of your body?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of like I'm having a stroke on both sides, alternative.
So do your sex face again and I'll describe it to our listeners.
I managed to catch my reflection in the mirror and it was horrific.
Oh, that is horrific.
It was horrific.
And did the woman that you were with not tell you to get off?
My wife. We don't have to make it.
Well, you never know. You never know.
You do know.
People go to springs for all sorts of things.
Anyway, that's besides the point.
And as Amanda said, if that's your sex face, how did you end up having kids?
I removed all the light bulbs from the bedroom. Now, that's a true story. I don't do lovey time with the lights on.
Oh.
Anyway, I put the chewing gum.
Sorry, is that true?
What?
Lights off?
Seriously, I'm not. I know you find this hard to believe.
You're not attractive. No, I do find that easy to believe.
I'm not attractive with the lights on. So I find that, let's just put it this way. Mrs. D, yeah?
Yeah.
She wasn't being satisfied with the lights on.
Right, so when the lights were off, she could imagine it was somebody else. That's basically it, isn't it?
Yeah, the fact that she was calling it other names.
Yeah, and you're there. Well, baby. And you're putting on this big, deep voice, yeah? Hey, baby. Isn't that right?
Sorry, my wife...
Well, you couldn't put a voice on that deep.
My wife has never had sex with Luther Vandross.
Hey, baby.
Is that... You remember the deep voice?
No, Barry White.
Who's Luther Vandross?
Well, he's another fella.
Anyway, I put the chewing gum and blessed myself.
So I was close then, was I, with the communion?
Did I bless myself backwards? Do you go left or right first?
If you're a Greek Orthodox, you do it the opposite.
Okay, I'll do opposite. So I'm Greek Orthodox. I was a altar boy on the altar for communion.
Okay.
And I was doing the...
Had you chewing gum on your gob while you were serving Mass?
Yeah, yeah. The priest used to always ask you to have fresh breath. He insisted. It was one of the things.
Really?
Yeah, we used to... What are you making me laugh for? This is a serious conversation.
Hey, baby.
The priest didn't sound like that. Yes, when we used to go into the sacristy, that's the room at the back of the church where you get changed. When we used to go into the sacristy... Is it the sacristy?
Sacristy, yeah.
Oh, no, that's where you...
Hey, baby.
Look, where do you keep where do you keep the bread? That's the sacristy.
Oh, the box, the gold box.
Yeah, the priest's box. What's that?
The tabernacle.
Sorry, the tabernacle.
Oh, anyway, yeah. How did I remember that word?
The priest used to always say to us, boys, I will not have altar boys on my altar to have smelly breath. Chew a chewing gum. So anyway, I had a chewing gum in my No, Angela, I never touched the priest's chalice. Actually, the priest used to get me to wipe his rim.
Ah, yeah, no, I did that as well.
That was the first part of training to be an altar boy.
And you had to learn how to wipe the rim properly.
Yes, you did. So you get a little white cloth and the priest hands you his...
Well, nowadays they do it themselves. They wipe their own rim.
That's because there's no altar boys anymore.
Well, that's the point.
Anyway, yeah, the first day of training to be an altar boy was chew chewing gum. So you have fresh breath for the priest and also wipe the rim. But you had to wipe the rim in a circular motion.
Yeah.
To wipe it in a circular motion, yeah, to get rid of all the nasty bits off it. Anyway, I had chewing gum in my mouth and I realised that it was in my mouth and we were halfway through the mass.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take the chewing gum out. Do you know where I put it?
Where?
Yes.
Where?
Well, I don't even know what the thing is called, so I can't tell you the answer. You know the thing that you shake? The smelly thing that you shake?
Oh, the incense.
So the priest handed me his thing and he said, shake that for me, will you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Shake that until a bit of smoke comes out of it. So he handed me this, yeah?
By the way, we're reverting back to plan A, that thing that you know that you got me to stop.
Yeah.
We're going back to it because, look, there's another one. We've disappeared.
This means absolutely nothing.
I know, but I'm just clarifying that. Okay, we're going back to that.
Okay, what's the thing called? That you pull the chain up.
The tabernacle. The incense thing.
Oh, I used to love that. So I ended up putting the chewing gum into the incense. Yeah, it started making all the horrible noise. Yeah, it did. So I opened the thing. You know the way you pull up the chain and you open it? They don't use that in churches anymore.
No, they do. Only recently because my wife always faints with the smell of it.
She always faints. Your wife has dropped dead in a church.
We were at a funeral a couple of weeks ago and she had to sit down because she would have fainted.
That's a made up story.
No, it's not.
Everything
it's absolutely not.
Because they don't use that stuff.
They do. I only saw them last week.
They don't use the smoky thing. They don't.
Shake. He does. He walks around the coffin.
Why is he making sound effects?
Shaking the chain, yeah. And then he sprinkles water on the coffin.
I don't think that happens.
It does. I only saw it a few weeks ago.
And your wife died in the church.
No, she always has. She always faints from the smell of that stuff.
It's very pungent.
Yeah.
It's very pungent.
That's the point.
That's where I put my chewing gum, in the priest's orifice thing.
Yeah.
What's it called?
The incense.
The incense. Can we get that smell in here, actually?
Oh, no. It's very pungent.
It is.
I don't really like it.
But it's lovely, isn't it?
No.
What?
No, it's not.
Anyway, that was the highlight of my career as a... I didn't even get to talk about what happened today now.
Which was? Oh yeah, why be late?
I was late because I got pulled over by the guards for eating while driving. I didn't know it was illegal.
You didn't know it was illegal?
No, I didn't, but I did not know that there was a law against that. So I had a footlong in my hand.
Okay.
I was driving up by the back of the airport after getting a Subway and stopped at the lights and I was eating the footlong. It was just him knocking on the window.
Oh, that was the guard. Jeez, you made an awful racket.
Yeah, a guard on a bike came up beside me and asked me to roll down the window and read me the riot act for eating a roll while driving a car. Is that illegal?
I didn't know that was.
No, he didn't give me penalty points around like that. Is it illegal?
I don't know.
Does anybody know if it's
illegal to eat a roll while you're driving?
Well, I don't think it was because it was Subway that he was specifically...
No, but you were eating while you were driving. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that now, I'll be honest.
Why, do you eat while you're driving?
Yeah. In fact, only yesterday I ate a roll while I was driving.
What did you eat?
A chicken fillet roll.
On your lap?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how can that be illegal? No, he didn't give me penalty points, yeah?
Did he give you a wrap?
No, it was a Subway.
Did he give you a wrap on the knuckles?
Oh, I thought you meant a wrap as in
no.
A wrap with barbecue sauce.
Did he give you a wrap on the knuckles?
Yeah, he fucking gave a yards to me. He was like, why are you doing that? Do you know you're putting your life in danger and you're putting other people's life in danger? I thought he was talking about because he meant the calories in a Subway roll. I was like, they're not that bad.
Okay, Damien, who would be a legal expert.
Oh,
yeah?
Here we go. Yeah,
Damien
yeah.
says, hi guys, Damien here. That's what he says. Hey guys, Damien here.
Yeah.
There is no such offence as eating while driving, but he could prosecute you for not paying due care and attention.
Oh.
Hi guys, Damien here.
That's the way he talks.
It is the way he talks. Yeah.
It's literally the way he talks. So you can or you can't? A lot of people are saying you have to keep your hands on the steering wheel at both times.
At both times?
No, as in both hands on the steering wheel. So, Jay might have the answer to this. Do you want to hear from Jay?
Yeah, let's see what Jay has to say. Is it illegal to eat a roll while you're driving? That's the question.
I'm quite peeved, by the way, that I had to sit there and get a scolding.
Here we go. Here, Jay. Jay.
Afternoon. Yeah, lads, it is illegal to eat while driving or operating a vehicle. You don't have your hands on the steering wheel. You're not in complete control of the vehicle. I also got pulled out of my truck for that one day. So I know. And he did say, yeah, it is illegal.
Oh.
Well, the word is pulled, not pulled, for a start.
Who knew it was illegal?
Well, I didn't know. But, Jay, if that was the case, how is smoking in your car not illegal? Now, our friend...
Okay, here we go. Our friend Polly, yeah. How are you, Polly? While it's not illegal to eat while driving...
By the way, just talking about Polly.
Yeah.
Polly's broken every rule in the driving.
That's true. Like, while it's not illegal to eat while driving, as there's no specific law against it, drivers should be cautious as it can be almost as dangerous as using a phone while driving. But that's... Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway, there you go.
So he was right to do me, wasn't he?
He was right to. He should have done so you. He should have given you penalty points.
So why isn't it? No, he wouldn't have given me penalty points. I have contacts anyway. In, on
you can't, you can't do anything with your contacts anymore?
Sorry, Drew on speed dial.
Drew.
On speed
dial. And you're telling me you can ring Drew. How are you, Drew? How you doing? How you doing?
Same voice as Damien.
Yeah, same thing. Same. How you doing? Drew here.
That's what he...
So Drew will say to you...
Sorry, why would he answer the phone go, Drew here, when it's clearly Drew, because I just rang Drew.
Okay. Hiya, Jeremy.
Hiya, Jeremy. A long time no here. What about you?
That's what he says.
What about you?
And you say to him, hey, Drew, any chance of wiping those penalty points I got a few weeks ago? No problem.
No, I have to say for legal reasons that Drew probably wouldn't say that.
I'm telling you he wouldn't.
Say, Jeremy, there's nice I can do for you.
That's what he'd
nice
say.
Nice I can do for you. I actually do have Drew Harris's number in my
phone.
No, I actually do.
Show me.
Sorry.
No, you don't. Drew Harris.
Oh, no, it's the previous incumbent. What was his name?
Who?
The previous incumbent. Who came before Drew?
Was it not Nuala or Nora?
Nancy.
Or?
Nancy Drew.
No.
I don't know who it was. Anyway. Just a warning
Be
for
warned
you.
Not to eat your chicken fillet roll while you're driving the car.
But you shouldn't eat a chicken fillet roll anyway. It's absolutely disgusting.
Oh, no, it was gorgeous it was.
Hey, Jeremy, Drew here.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Don't do it. Don't get sucked in.
Don't what?
Do not get sucked in.
What are you talking about?
Every day you get sucked in.
In what way?
You know what you're going to do. Don't do it.
Don't do what?
You didn't do it. I think once it goes past a certain time, you won't do it. It's not going to happen now. He's not going to do it.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do it at the start of music. You go, ba ba da ba da ba da ba da. It's so annoying.
Well, I do it in a better time than that.
Actually, guys, I have to. Afternoon, everybody. I have to get something off my chest while we're talking about music.
Can you say that?
Yeah, of course I can. I have to get something off my chest as we're talking about music and stuff like that. There was a person at one of my gigs last week.
Okay, yeah, very good.
I've never witnessed this before in a human being. Okay, I need a song.
You need a song?
With a beat to play. It can be a royalty-free one or something. Just get me something with
a beat.
Maybe
we'll go with this.
Okay, yeah, stop it then for a second. I'll do it. Anyway, so this guy was standing in front of my DJ box.
Yeah.
And he was there with a couple of friends. And I was playing Kicking Tunes, as I do. One of Ireland's premier DJs says that.
You play old 90s shite.
90s was the best decade for music.
Ah, in your opinion.
Oh, no, no.
Young people weren't even born. Old man. Good man. Okay, go on anyway. Go on.
Sorry, what are you talking
banging
about?
Out the 90s tunes.
Sorry, you can like songs from an era that you weren't born in. I know who the Beatles are. I wasn't around when the Beatles...
Well, you get on with your story.
So I was playing Kicking 90s tunes, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That one, you know that one. Me and you, baby, were nothing but manimals. Manimals? What's a manimal? What's that song?
That was a Kicking Tune.
Oh, that was a great tune.
The Discovery Channel.
Yeah, what was that song called? Me and you, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. What was the song called? Anyway, I was playing the Mammal song.
Yeah, the Mammal song.
The Mammal song, which was a great tune.
It wasn't ever a great tune.
Shut up or I'll punch you.
It's an awful song. Awful song. Anyway, go on.
Hang on, look.
What?
Sorry. Special. Special. Anyway, there I am. I'm playing a song with a beat. No, I need a song with a beat in. Just get
there,
me.
There.
No, not that. That's no.
Anyway, I can't play songs because Mark Zuckerberg gets his knickers in a twist.
He does. And these the songs in, so play low in the background. So I'm playing this song. And what he did, I can't physically do. He wasn't clapping to the beat, which is actually physically impossible.
Oh, he was clapping off beat.
He was clapping off beat, which is... So when you put this... I want everybody listening to the podcast right now, drop your phones.
Drop your phones.
Whatever you have in your hand, drop your pint, drop your bag of chips, drop your donuts, yeah?
Yeah.
If most of our listeners, drop your dole payments.
Okay.
Drop them. Drop the dole. Okay, so you have your hands free now. We're going to play this bit of music here. Play the bit of music.
What was the name of the song? What's the name of that song? The Discovery Channel song?
I don't know the name of the song. I can't.
Ah, yeah, I have it.
For the life
so
of
I'll play it on this, right?
Because what's the difference?
It'll play here, but Mark Zuckerberg won't pick it up.
Why do you talk about him like your friends?
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to Mark Zuckerberg's for barbecue.
You should know about.
Okay, so I was playing that song, yeah?
Yeah.
And the fella in front of the DJ box, so I'm going to try to...
I've seen it, yeah. So hang on.
It's hard to do it. So.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, here we go. And I'm looking at him in awe and disbelief. And
sorry, going, I'd love to be able to play more of that song, but
You like it now?
No.
It's a brilliant song.
I just want to prove how shy the DJ you are. But anyway,
amazing song.
Go on, anyway.
And I don't.
It's called The Bad Touch, by the way.
Was it really? That's what it was
bad
called.
Bad Touch. Yeah. Just
are you sure?
You. Positive, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the name of the song. Sorry, no. I would have had to put the name of the song into my computer to get it. It's not called Bad Touch.
It is. There it is. There. Look, The Bad Touch.
Sorry, I put in Bloodhound Gang. That's the name of it.
Yeah.
But how do you beat, or how do you clap your hands?
Off beat. It's impossible. Beat.
It's literally like...
It is very difficult.
Now,
I'll be honest.
I did say it to a member of staff who was beside me, and they said, well, the person could be deaf, which was a fucking stupid thing to say, because deaf people can feel beats.
They actually have a better rhythm than the rest of us.
If you've ever met a deaf person, can you say deaf?
What do you mean, can you say deaf?
I don't know. Is that the word now, the politically correct word?
Audio challenged.
No, is it okay to say deaf?
Of course it's okay to say deaf. But why wouldn't it be?
Because you can't call a midget anymore.
Oh, yeah, small person.
No, I don't think you call a small person.
Anyway, but you get on with it. I've shit to do here.
That was my point anyway, that this person, whoever you are, you know who you are. Learn to bloody clap your hands to the beat. So imagine him at a birthday party. He's a jolly good fellow. That is, I can't do it. That's how good of a DJ
well,
I am.
Years ago, there was this woman that I had a crush on, yeah?
Sorry, that was everything with a vagina.
Correct. But this particular one, I had a major crush on.
Did she have a vagina?
And it was kind of chasing her, if you like, yeah? Anyway, we were at a gig one night in the nightclub.
Yeah.
All up dancing.
Yeah.
She couldn't dance. She had four left feet.
That's
she was big, dancing
that,
off
that's
beat.
That's a big turn off.
Oh, but I was gone. I was gone. Now, even if she'd been able to do a bit of dad dancing.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
For Adrian to walk away from a possible shag.
Yeah. And that's what happened.
Even if she had a fake arm that just fell off and it was a hook. If she had a hook for an arm, you still would, wouldn't you?
But no, honestly, she couldn't dance.
Have you ever had sex with a woman with a hook?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Now, I have something I want to get off my chest myself, yeah?
Yeah, yes.
You mentioned before we started recording today's podcast that you're taking the kids where?
To McDonald's. I was saying that I'm a family man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's great. That's lovely to hear.
I'm a family man.
And you're taking the kids too?
And I always put, I've already done that, by the way, right ahead of you. I'm a family man and I get so much enjoyment about spending time with my family. And I was saying to Aidan before we came on air.
Well, my name is Adrian and you well know that, Jerry.
And I was saying to Aidan that... I get great enjoyment out of spending time with my kids and bringing them to McDonald's, which I'm doing this evening. And Adrian says, oh, back in 1926 on another show.
1926?
I don't know, before the radio was invented. Back in 2011, you did a topic in January where you said parents who bring their kids to McDonald's are scumbags. And like he does this all the time where he drags
okay,
up.
Okay, well.
He drags up.
Well. I have a list here in my hand and I want to test you, okay?
But you drag up stuff that I people are allowed to change their mind.
No.
Well, they
I want to.
Sorry, can I present to you J.D. Vance?
What about him?
One of the best.
Well, he's an absolute prick.
One of the best vice presidents.
Fucking knobby is.
J.D. Vance for about 5 years.
Are you going to say sorry? Thank you.
What?
Are you going to say thank you? You never said thank you.
J.D. Vance, for about 5 years, spent his whole life slagging off Donald Trump, saying he was...
And now he licks his hole.
And now he licks his hole. So people can change their opinions.
Well, back on the 19th of January...
Adrian actually has a real...
I actually have a list.
You need to give background to this. Explain what it is. They don't know what a topics database is.
Okay.
These people...
We have a database, yeah, and it's something that we hold close to our chest of every single topic we ever talked about on the FM 104 phone show for many years, and on our Dublin talk show on 98 FM.
Huge audience.
And
it's not so big now.
We have a big database of everything we ever talked about. Yeah. So I whipped out this little database yesterday and came up with a few topics that I want to question you on. Okay. So, for example, On the 19th of January, 2017...
You know what this sounds like?
What?
This sounds like my...
A court case?
No, no, this sounds like my wife.
Oh, it's like your divorce will be.
Oh, it's like my...
She'll drag up everything.
Jeremy, do you remember in December 2015, you didn't make the bed and you went to work without...
Okay, can I just mention... Okay. 19th of January, 2017.
What did
Exhibit
I say?
A.
What did I say?
A topic on fast food parenting. How often is too often to bring your kids for fast food?
That's a fair question. Fair
Jeremy
enough.
Says, fair never. Enough. It's lazy parenting.
Oh.
Look, there. Never. No, I even underlined the word
black,
never.
It's in black and white.
So you've changed on that, is that right? You bring the kids to McDonald's once a week?
That is the once a week tea. Now, none of my cats...
But you only 8, 9 years ago said never. Never.
But I have 3 children.
Right.
And none of the 3 children are fat.
What's that got to do with anything?
So I don't know.
Jeremy says never.
Okay.
There was no debating with you.
Okay.
It was never.
Okay, I've done a U-turn on that. Thank you.
Move on. The 4th of August, 2015, Jeremy says he doesn't want his child in a creche with workers with a flat Dublin accent.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, let's discuss that.
How low can you go?
How low can you go?
How low can you go?
So, do you want any comment on that?
Just give me the topic title again, please.
Jeremy doesn't want his child in creche with workers with a flat Dublin accent.
What year was that?
That was on the 4th of August, 2015.
Did I have
any comment?
There?
You had Luke.
He was only...
Nipper, yeah.
Yeah, oh, God. The last part again, what's this?
Doesn't want his child in creche with workers with a flat Dublin accent.
Now.
Comment, please.
Okay. So, because creche places are so hard to find, I'd literally put them in the creche with anybody. Serial killers.
Okay, so you've totally done a U-turn on that as well. Hang on, I'm going to mark you, right? You. Yeah. So you, and then, so that's 2 U-turns. Yeah, okay, very good.
If Jimmy Savile opened a creche, people would probably put their kids in. That's a hard... But Jimmy Savile's dead. He's not opening a creche.
Okay.
It's very hard to get a creche place. No, but having said that, I don't like when I see my son...
I have another one.
I don't like when I see my son gallivanting with kids that have Dublin accents. Someone knocked at the door the other day. And actually, we have the Ring app. Do-do-do. That's the noise the Ring app makes. Yep. And I haven't met this kid before, but it's a friend of Luke's.
And he rocks up to the door. How are you, mister?
No, that's not what he said. I answered the door and I said, how are you? And he says, are you Luke Starr? I says, no, he doesn't live here. Bye. I closed the door. That's a true story. My son is not hanging around with council filth. Not at all.
Okay, I have another one.
Are you Luke Starr? Nope, never heard of him. Doesn't live here.
Okay, another one about the kids, yeah?
Yeah.
I saw a lovely photograph of your youngest recently.
Oh, here we go.
Your youngest, and she's a gorgeous little kid,
yeah? She's beautiful, yeah. The apple of my eye.
The apple of my eye. What's wrong with the other two?
No apples. No apples.
Rotten apples.
Are you Luke Starr? I want to go out vaping with him.
Okay. Jeremy says, Jeremy says, parents who...
Oh, sir, where's this going?
This is going to see if there's more U-turns coming. Jeremy says, parents who allow soothers are lazy parents. Now, the lovely photograph I saw of your youngest only recently...
You're an awful prick.
She had a soother in her gob.
You're an awful prick.
So, lazy parents, are you doing a U-turn on that?
Now, I will say my firstborn did not have a soother.
Yeah.
And I used to be so uppity about it. I used to I'd walk by mothers with their kids in prams and spit on them. And I'd go, ha, your kid needs a soother. You're a shite mother. You're a council estate mother.
So go on. Child 2?
Yeah.
Child 3?
Yeah.
So are we doing a U-turn on that?
Okay, this is 3 full U-turns.
Give me one more. Hello.
What?
When a dog is dead at the side of the road, half dead at the side of the road, with the tongue sticking out, what do you do?
You kick it to death.
No.
You kick it while it's down.
No,
you literally kick shite out of him.
That's going to get you cancelled. Hang on a sec. Sorry. My lovely horse rescue. Adrian's.
Okay, here we go.
What I'm saying is let me die. Put me out of my misery. One more and that's it.
God, there's so many. Look at the list.
We need the content, so we do that another day. Give me another one.
Jeremy says, if you have more than
two... Sorry, hang on just one sec. Pepper sauce, please.
What?
Thank you, pepper sauce. I just want to meet my words. I like to put a bit of sauce on it.
Okay.
Pepper sauce. Thank
you. Jeremy says, if you have more than 2 drinks in a week,
ooh,
You're an alcoholic.
I know I didn't say that. So I beg.
Jeremy says,
the paper,
there, look, look. Jeremy says, if you have more than two drinks a week, you're dependent. You're an alcoholic. So.
There's no U-turn on that one.
There's no U-turn. I happen to know you've had more than two drinks in the last week. So are you an alcoholic? Are you dependent? Do you need help? That's another U-turn, is it?
No, I'm not marking. No, I still believe that.
No, you had more than two drinks in the last week.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh, those are lovely ones, actually. Yeah. Okay, go on, one more.
Okay, one more.
Sorry, hang on a sec, hang on. No, custard, not cream. Just for my humble pie.
Okay, one last one.
No, wait, custard. How long does it take to get a service in this place, by the way?
Great hotel. No, Nothing wrong with this hotel.
Just custard with the humble pie, thank you. Last one.
Finally. Jeremy wants over 70-year-old drivers taken off the road.
Yeah, fucking
no,
right.
I want you to bear in mind.
Yeah.
You in a number of years.
Let's not be specific about years here.
Okay, that's me in
next year.
No, it's not.
No, but that's my elbow.
In a number of
that's my elbow. I
get her off the road.
Oh, my elbow should be off the road. She'll be off the road. She walks into garage forecourts. Hello, young man. Fill my tank. She thinks she's fucking driving Miss Daisy. Fill your own tank. No, I
see. So you want your elbow off the road?
Do you want your L1 off the road today?
Oh, my God, you're so old, you'll be off the road in a few weeks.
That's not true. So what that proves, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, no, custard heated. Who orders cold
custard?
Heated custard. What that proves, ladies and gentlemen, and this
is that Jeremy did U-turns on absolutely everything that he spoke about years ago.
I know that a lot of you are delighted that I've been kicked like a greyhound dog that can no longer chase a hare.
Who kicks dogs?
Some of those owners, as long as he can't catch the hare anymore. And I realise that it's put me in a bad light. But if anything, this proves, ladies and gentlemen, that people can change. Yeah, you won't be reading out that one.
No,
that'd
I won't.
That'll get me. That would literally.
You are literally cancelled if I read this one out.
That would literally get me sacked. That one, we won't read that one out. So, what it proves, ladies and gentlemen,
that you've done at least four U-turns on four different topics that we had on 98FM.
This is Adrian, by the way, that said, I'd never get married twice. Never get married twice.
Find it in the database.
Marriage is for life.
Never said that.
Marriage is for life. Oh, you did. Here.
Find the tape.
No, I told you I'm going to AI that topic. Or what's it called? ChatGT. What's it called? ChatPT.
ChatPT.
Next week on Opinions Matter, you're going to have someone that sounds exactly like Adrian Kennedy.
Right.
Saying.
And it may or may not be Adrian Kennedy. Is that what you're saying?
I know it'll sound exactly like it. And it'll be Adrian saying, marriage is for life. People who get married twice are twats.
That's what it's going to say.
Although you don't use the word twats.
No,
it's
never. No. Anyway,
people want you to read out the one that's going to get me sacked. Can I have a look? Just let me see the paper for a second.
No, you're not getting it.
Is it that one?
I did not say that.
No, I didn't say
you
that.
You absolutely did.
I did not say that.
Not only do I have a database of all the shows, I also have all the shows.
That thing that I said can never enter the public domain. No. What are you joking about? What's that thing called where you have evidence on someone and if they don't give you money, what's that called?
Blackmail.
Yeah, blackmail is actually illegal.
Yeah, and?
Just delete that. We have to cancel the rest of the podcast because my Apple humble pie with custard has just arrived.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Obsessed.
I've an issue with that.
You've an issue with that?
I do.
But let's discuss it then.
But there's nothing to discuss. Look.
What? Yeah. What's the issue?
A friend of mine who's on the IG, Instagram.
Yeah, I know what IG is.
Well, some folk may not know what IG is.
Everybody knows what IG is.
And she puts up photographs of her three children. Lovely children. Well, I don't know if they're lovely. Because anytime she puts a photograph up, well, what do you all think about this, guys? Okay, Peter, you're the type of parent who put, keeps your puts your kid. We edit that out because I sound like a blubbering fool.
You
there.
Do. You sound like your man.
Who?
Your man.
Who's your man?
The one that can't do voiceovers. That fella.
Who's that?
You know your man.
You're either one of two parents.
Yeah.
You're either the type of parent who puts your children up on IG, or you don't put your children up on IG.
Correct.
But it's the other ones. The ones that... I can't even... It just gets under my skin.
Okay.
Look, there's my skin. You see my skin?
Yeah.
And it's under it. It's literally under it. It's the parents who put up photographs of their children on...
IG. And then block their faces out.
By the way, I only heard that word being used the other day. I thought that word was dead. It's still alive in the travelling stroke settled community.
What, childer?
Childer. I was in my local Dunn's the other day and there was a family of the travelling community. Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I blubbering mess today? I don't know what
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I think I've taken...
There was travellers in the shop.
Sorry, I am on medication at the moment.
For what?
I'm heavily medicated at the moment. I can't talk about it, but I just... If I come...
Ah, did you get it in the arse?
So I'm.
Did you get it in the arse? I'm asking you.
That's so infantile.
No, it's not.
Literally, you know what? We made arse jokes when we were in school.
Did you get it in the arse?
Literally, when we were in school. Oh, did you get it in the arse?
Just answer my question, because you said the other day you were. Did he give it to you in the arse?
All I'm saying is, I'm not going to discuss or divulge my medical history or...
But she told us all about it the other day.
I'm not sharing it with the masses.
And you said...
It's not really the masses, but you know.
You said when you get it in the arse, it's done in a particular way.
All I'm saying is, guys, at the moment, I'm very heavily medicated. I'm not at liberty... to discuss... Jesus, what do you call that?
What is wrong with you?
What do you call that thing? Brain fog. I've brain fog from the meds.
Who's, is it?
Actually, let me have a look at the box and see if that is a
side effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, all I was asking you...
Shut up.
What? Oh, Telfast, yeah, very strong. Very strong.
You should have told me before I took them.
They're strong now. They're the biggest on the market. They're the strongest on the market.
Yeah, well, I need big and strong. You just stay quiet for a second.
No, I'm telling you, they're big and strong.
See, you should always read the big pharma trying to kill me. They're trying to kill me. Possible side effect. Here we go, guys. Now, by the way, Telfast, I swear by them.
No, they're good, yeah.
But they're after...
Did you not get your injection?
$5.99 in Cleary's. See, Jesus, a brain fog. I'm literally giving you the wrong answers to questions. Cleary's doesn't even exist anymore.
I asked you, did you get your injection from the doctor, and your answer was $5.99 in Cleary's.
Okay, I'm going to clear my head. Hang on, side effect. Ask me another question.
Did you get your injection?
Yeah, you fly into Arrecife in Lanzarote. Beautiful airport.
To get your injection?
Near Matagorda. You can see the planes landing. It's a great spot. It's possible. I want to read the possible side effects. This is a medical broadcast on behalf of Big Pharma. Common side effects. Headache, drowsiness. Ooh, okay. Feeling sick, nausea, dizziness. Uncommon side effects, yeah? Tiredness and sleepiness. Additional side effects. Sleeping disorders. Wet dreams. No, sorry, bad dreams. Jesus. Forgive
me. So how many of these have you got?
Have you ever had a wet dream?
I mean, is it young fella?
Yeah, how come grown men don't get wet dreams? I don't know a wet dream.
Just get on with it.
Just for old time's sake. Remember having to cover the wet covers for your mom when she was washing the bed sheets? You, women listening to this, you will never understand... The strife and the $5.99 in Ireland. Sorry, where am I going? I don't know. Do women?
Why are we going down this road? Why are you taking the conversation
itchy,
this way?
Itchy scalp.
Ah, you probably have that. That's how you have no hair.
Okay, fast or irregular heartbeat. Will you put your hand on my heart?
No, I will not.
Great song, but in the 80s. Put your hand on your heart and show me that we're true. Who was that?
No idea.
Mark Almond, wasn't it?
Mark Almond.
Brain fog again. Who's hanging you? Your woman.
Your woman.
The woman with the curly hair and the tits.
That's a great help.
Kylie.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah.
More side effects. Hives. Fucking hell. Hives.
Have you got any of these side effects yet?
I got brain fog. Itching in abnormal places. Where, like, Kremlin? Fingerless?
I don't know.
Hang on, the last one. And serious reaction. I can't even read this straight. Face, lips, tongue, and throat flushing. Chest tightness. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, this. I've got brain fog today, and
I don't. Big Pharma's fault.
I don't mind telling you. Man United won, Liverpool too. What were we talking about before the brain fog kicked in? No, it was something important. Sorry. Anyway, my friend who has 72 kids. No, it's not 72 kids. How many kids has she got?
Three.
She has three kids, and she puts photographs of them up on IG, which is fine. Don't have a problem with it.
Yep.
I'd be partial to the old photograph of the kids myself, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah? Yeah, I'm partial to it. I'd put it up as well.
But she blanks out their faces.
She puts emojis over their faces.
What's your issue with that?
Well...
What's your issue with that?
Well,
what?
What's the point?
Here, there's lots of parents that aren't like you.
Oh, photographs here we go, here the kids. We go. Here we are, walking into the shop. Yeah, here's the slagging.
Photo.
Yeah, JD Sports sell them. Adidas. You get them on the second shelf from JD Sports.
What?
I done runners, trainers. JD Sports, you were looking for
Adidas. What are you talking about?
You were looking for Adidas shoes.
I didn't say that.
You did. You said I love a pair of Adidas shoes. You said it just a second ago.
I think you should go home. Like, we're in a hotel here. Go down to reception and ask for a room for in a couple of hours.
I think I know what the problem is. Amanda, can you do me a huge favour, please, and thank you. Can you actually switch off? I think what's after happening is Amanda has the radiator on full blast, and I think that's after affecting my Telfast tablets.
The heat?
The heat. I think it affected it.
Okay, we'll knock it off.
Anyway, the point I was...
So are you feeling okay?
No, I've never felt cherry trifle in a bowl. It's beautiful with a bit of cream, fresh cream on top. It's lovely. It's the nicest dessert you can actually have. Sorry, what was I saying? Anyway, she puts up photographs of her kids, yeah?
Yeah. This whole story is about a lady who puts photographs of her kids up on Instagram and she puts emoji over their faces.
Darren would be one of my adversaries, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Darren doesn't like me very much. Coronation Street's on a half seven tonight, over at eight. And Darren actually says, I agree with you, Jeremy, that you either do one or the other. So
either put the kids up or don't put the kids up.
Do you not think it looks a bit weird when there's an emoji on top of the kid's face?
It does look a bit strange, yeah.
But
it doesn't bother me.
But what's the point in blocking out the face? What is the difference between blocking out the face? What's the...
Don't want their children recognised.
But what's going to happen if they're recognised? Are they ugly? I think the kids...
But should we know... our Katie, for example, never puts her kids on Facebook. Ever. Or Instagram or anywhere. Never
really?
Has since the day they were born.
I couldn't even tell you. If one of those kids walked in the door now... Hang on, let me...
It'd be a bit strange.
Just wait. Hang on a second. Let me open the door. What's the kids' names?
What?
What's the brats?
Tig.
The little brats. What are they called?
You can't call them brats.
Oh, yeah, I believe you can, yeah. What are they called?
Tig and Clodagh.
No, it's Chloe.
Clodagh.
I think it's Chloe.
It's Clodagh.
She'll probably give out to you for giving out their names on the radio. I think she will.
She won't.
It's GDPR.
She's mentioned them herself.
Tig, are you out there?
No.
No. If they walked in the door now, I wouldn't even know what they look like. No, but you know what they look like.
I do, yeah, I've met
How
them.
How do you know what they look like?
I've met them.
You've met their kids? I've never met her kids.
You've never met Katie's kids?
I've never met Katie's kids.
Have you not?
No.
I don't blame her.
Why don't you blame her?
I just don't.
No, that barring order is gone now.
Is it?
No,
I've met her kids loads of times, yeah.
Anyway, my point is, because we... Oh, here's that. Aisling's triggered with you, or is she triggered with me? I can't work out because it's brain fog again. Can you read out Aisling's message?
Because we are proud, I wouldn't block their faces. It's more of a thing you would be afraid of pedos.
But why are you friends with pedos on Instagram? Why would you add a pedo as a friend on Instagram?
I don't know.
By the way, Aisling, and this is a deadly serious question, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Aisling's name is Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say her father probably invented the Ferris wheel?
That's where the name came from.
Well, it is where the name came from. Well, no. Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is. Why would they come up with the name Ferris if it wasn't from the name?
I don't know, actually.
Like when they put a big wheel, yeah?
Yeah.
And they were trying to come up with a name with it, where would they have got the name Ferris?
Well, Mr. Ferris, who invented it, obviously.
But is that where it came from?
I don't know. I don't care either.
Anyway, I love the fairground. What's your favourite ride in the fairground? We'll finish up on that.
I used to love the one that spins around. What's that called?
I love Angel's Delight with a bit of banana chopped into it.
You know the thing that... And your man comes and he spins you around as it's going around.
Sorry, if you're being spun around and a man is coming...
No, you sit in the thing.
You're in a completely different fairground.
You sit in the thing, it goes round in circles, and then you hold on to the bar and he spins you while you're...
Helter Skelter.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, that thing. I like that.
Oh, Jesus, Aisling's been back on. This is getting very controversial. So Aisling Ferris is her name, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Her father did not invent the Ferris wheel. That's her ex-husband's name. You see, there you go. That's why you should never use your married name on Facebook, because when the marriage breaks up, as it eventually will.
Like it eventually will?
Most marriages will eventually break up, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. In fact, it's on the terms and conditions of Telfast.
It may break up your marriage.
These tablets may. Like, all the hassle of having to change. Is your wife's name Kennedy or her?
Yeah. Oh,
big mistake.
She, your missus, is the same.
Oh, yeah. Big, even bigger mistake.
Bigger mistake,
even
yeah.
Bigger Sorry, it's called the Helter Skelter.
It's not, it's the Walter.
Named after someone called Walter.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.